I'm Marco Werman with The World. These days, if I were to say Yemen, I doubt you're thinking, honey, Yemen doesn't get much attention anyway, and when it does, it's about the war that continues to rage there. But one of the many casualties of that war is the country's venerable honey trade. It's in critical condition now. But as reporter Ali Budner found out, some Yemenis are keeping up the tradition from thousands of miles away. Here's the story of one man doing that in Oakland, California.
Some people know Khalid al-Maghafi as the bee rescuer, and recently I saw why. We're at a home in the Bay Area with a problem. There's a beehive in the rafters. Al-Maghafi saws out a chunk of the ceiling, and out come thousands of honeybees.
Look at it.
They dart toward the windows and cling to the curtains in clumps.
I'm smoking them now, but the honeycomb is sticking out, you see?
He then softly vacuums the bees into a bucket. Al-Maghafi also doesn't look like your typical beekeeper. No gloves or big white suit. This 52-year-old father of four just wears pants and a button-down shirt. No protection. He says getting stung once or twice gives him energy. Plus, he's worked with bees since he was a kid, back in Yemen.
Most of my childhood was with my dad, watching him raising the bees.
He learned from his dad, but also wanted to see how beekeeping worked elsewhere.
I heard a lot about the agriculture in California, beekeeping and farming and all that stuff.
In 1986, al-Maghafi flew to San Francisco. He was 22 and wanted to go to college, but couldn't afford it. So he worked at a gas station and looked up beekeeping in the phone book, where he found an elderly man doing bee removals.
He was the only one in Yellow Pages. I called him.
The man became his mentor, and before he died, he gave al-Maghafi his bee removal tools for free. Al-Maghafi started creating his own hives, but then a mysterious die-off decimated them. As he built things back up, his dad in Yemen gave him some advice.
My dad kept telling me, you know, you can't open a store there. People respect bees and honey. I kept, you know, going back and forth, you know, busy. And finally I said, I'm going to give it a shot and open one.
His store, the Bee Healthy Honey Shop in Oakland, is a hit, offering honey from all over. And when he can get it, he sells Yemen's coveted sitter honey. He says it tastes like perfume. His products are also displayed in these hexagonal shelves like a giant honeycomb. He got the idea from Yemen.
Over there, you know, every corner has a honey shop. Like here, every corner has a liquor store. If you go to the shops, it's just like you're going inside the museum. The floor, the walls, everything, like you are inside a beehive.
But now, maybe that's getting destroyed.
Yeah, and now everything is going the wrong way, you know.
Yemen's civil war is tearing his country apart. Thousands killed, millions displaced.
People are struggling, trying to make it, you know, God with them, you know.
Yemen's honey industry has also tanked. Al-Maghafi's brother has scaled his bee business way back. But it's what happened to his father a decade ago that hurts al-Maghafi most. His dad had left the military because of the corruption he saw and raised bees instead. But then a tribal leader wanted his land, and al-Maghafi says the man killed his father to get it.
He lived a simple life, bees and trees, until they shot him and they killed him over his small garden, believe it or not. That's what hurts a lot.
He thinks about this here in California as he puts buzzing bees into a bucket, like coaxing a genie back into the bottle. Al-Maghafi's work is also spiritual. He's Muslim, and the Quran says God told bees how to make honey. For al-Maghafi, they're proof of a higher being.
You see how they dance, how they collect the honey, how they work. You feel deep inside there is a creator, created all those things and created us and the whole globe. Yeah, perfect.
It troubles him that some can see bees, like Islam, as dangerous.
They benefit us for pollination, for medicinal, which is honey, for the environment. If it wasn't for them, we'll be stuck. They do all this for nothing.
And when he thinks about the war in Yemen, he remembers his father and how he took an old box from his military days, once filled with bullets, and converted it into a beehive. Al-Maghafi hopes that soon more people in Yemen will do that too. For The World, Ali Budner, Oakland, California.